First of all, this is the very top picture here is a picture of where we're standing.
The blueprints for Detroit Lakes' proposed community center map out what for many in the small northwestern Minnesota town has long been a dream.
A lot of papers here.
Mayor Larry Buchholz is an enthusiastic supporter of a plan to transform an abandoned high school into a sprawling municipal facility packed full of services and activities.
This is everything from daycare center for very, very young people, babies, to a senior citizen center and everybody and everything in between. Pools, gymnasiums, racquetball courts, teen centers, a redone complete theater right here in this building, in fact, right above where we're standing this minute.
And it's going to be expensive, more than $7 million. That's a lot of money in a town of 7,000 people. All but several hundred thousand has been raised, more than half of it locally, with most of the Detroit Lakes area contributions coming from small businesses. Arlen Kangas heads the Midwest Minnesota Community Development Corporation, which is overseeing the project.
We attempted to raise $1 million in one day, and I believe it was March 14th of this year. And indeed, we raised about $1.2 million on that particular day, just going from one business to the next, all over town.
There's a dearth of research about small business philanthropy compared to the reams of studies about large corporate giving. 10 years ago, Oregon State University professor of accounting Pat Frischkoff studied small business charitable giving for the Small Business Administration. Frischkoff found small companies give proportionately more than big ones, and their money usually targets local projects.
If you look at giving in terms of the variety of forms of gifts, not just cash, on a per employee basis, to break it down so that you're taking away the size bias, small businesses give significantly more on a per employee basis than any large businesses do.
Frischkoff studied 182 businesses of varying sizes in four Oregon cities, most of them businesses with fewer than 100 employees. 15 were large companies with at least 500 workers. She found per employee, small companies gave dramatically more in cash and in-kind contributions than their larger counterparts, nearly $800 a year compared to about $335. She also found the smaller the company, the more likely that one person, the owner, makes giving decisions. That's a major contrast to large businesses, which typically enlist professional staff to direct philanthropy.
It's very quick. The decision-making is very centralized, and it's rooted in the values of the owner. If the owner believes in the cause, the owner can write a check. Going to foundations is just, it's a whole different game. They do have fairly strict guidelines. I certainly think it's easier to get $1 million from a business owner than it is from a foundation.
Arlen Kangas of the Community Development Corporation agrees, especially when it comes to no-frills local projects.
We see foundations more and more being more like social engineers. They have an idea and a plan, and they effectuate that plan using nonprofits as a vehicle. It's not like the plan we have where we've come up with the idea and now we want people to fund it. I mean, we're our own social engineers.
In a workshop just outside of Detroit Lakes, two of Herzog Roofing's 40 employees feed large sheets of metal into a long machine which bends it into commercial roofing components.
What's the old saying, give until it feels good?
Owner Mike Herzog and his wife have pledged $100,000 to the community center. He's proud of the contribution, but is not boastful as he talks about his reasons for giving. For Herzog and many small business owners, according to researchers, it's important philanthropy benefits the local community.
I think it's easier in a smaller community and again with a smaller business to maybe be more hands-on and have a greater impact on certain needs in a smaller community. It's easier to see where your money has an impact locally than it would on a state level or a national level.
Herzog likes the community center for several reasons, including the possibility it will attract more people to Detroit Lakes. For him, that's more potential workers. The trend in major corporate philanthropy is to link charitable giving with marketing in sophisticated efforts to bolster business. The research that exists about small business charity suggests their philanthropy most often comes without strings attached.
They will give without getting anything in return as long as the gift does the good that they intend.
However, researcher Pat Frischkoff says small businesses want their customers to know they support the community.
Assuming they don't give anonymously, they don't necessarily need to have the newspaper have their picture on the front page, but they would like the community in general to understand that they're a good citizen.
My name is Bruce Imholt. I'm a certified public accountant. The name of our firm is Imholt & Dahl.
Detroit Lake small business owner Bruce Imholt, another contributor to the Community Center Project, says he regularly donates time and money locally.
Whether it's the high school or the elementary school or some senior project, I mean, we get that every day, not every day, maybe that's every week, as well as a lot of the business people in town get that.
Imholt says he doubts most people realize just what a large role small business plays in covering the cost of community projects.
This is coming to you from a person who was chairman of the local chamber of commerce for a year. You know, we have business people and businesses in this community that do a lot for the community. And yet, when I hear somebody driving 50 miles away because they think they can save $2 on some type of purchase, and that business that they're buying from hasn't done anything for the community, that bothers me.
And Imholt says as small businesses are replaced with larger chain stores, charitable giving declines. He says the remaining locally owned shops come under increasing pressure to make up the difference.
I'll give you an example.
Again, researcher Pat Frischkoff.
There was a family-owned company on the Oregon coast that had an owner that routinely gave to one of the youth services organizations in town, and routinely meant like $10,000 a year. He sold the company. He just assumed that the company he sold to would continue. And the next year, I think the check was like $100.
Frischkoff says as corporate foundation giving evolves, she expects small businesses will continue doing what they're doing, giving close to home and supporting projects owners believe in. This is Mark Sedeklik, Minnesota Public Radio.